Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Listening to Salute with the tune Saving Flowers. Dan Leno before this with Got the Flav from Follow Me. Sophie Tucker before that with Spiral from the new release Bread. We also had Disclosure with Never Enough. And Thomas Garcia with Pink Hotel. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Goodie Bag with DJ Naughty Scratch. Today on Goodie Bag, we're going to be having an hour of West African pop and folk music. Some of it's older, some of it's newer. Hope you guys enjoy. Sorry I missed the last 2 weeks. I was traveling. And then the week before that, I had a career event that I had to attend. But my loyal listeners, if you're out there, enjoy this week. That was Mako Mabobe by Jeanette Ndaye. Next is Sol Makosa by Manu Dibango.
Sama kusa, kuma 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 kuma. Zimbana tanga diwo umbu satanga Jesa makosa na Anumuna sisi ate wanan Le yasa makosa ho amuna yeye Sisi ya sa makosa Aha Zimbana tanga diwo umbu satanga Na yesa makosa
That was Doli by Zalam. Next up is Cinnabar by Yusu N'Dour. Yusu N'Dour, actually, famously, is descended. So a lot of these songs are coming from places in Senegal and Mali and Cameroon. And in fact, these countries are part of what used to be known as the Mali Empire millennia ago, approximately. A little longer, a little less than that. You get it. Yusu N'Dour was actually descended. So there was a tradition of praise singers known as griot in the Mali Empire, whose job it was to kind of sing the oral history of the empire. And Yusu N'Dour is descended from griot and from the griot tradition. And that's part of kind of what informs his music to today. Well, not today. He was famous in like the 90s. Anyway, WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now enjoy Cinnabar by Yusu Ndour.
Listen. tried to do it. Still, you did it.
That is War by Banco de Gaia. Who brought a little magic into your life growing up? Who took you to your first ball game? Who showed you how to find the North Star? Who made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt? This time, become the one who makes magic happen for a young person by becoming a big brother or big sister. Being a big brother or big sister is something that almost anyone can do. Just be a friend to a child who needs one. Have fun together. Learn from each other. Help a child discover those little moments that are so magical for a young person, and you will be both forever changed by the experience. Call Big Brother Big Sisters, Big Brothers Big Sisters, to learn more about their varied and flexible mentoring opportunities at 412-363-6100. That's 412-363-6100. Or visit them online at www.bbbspgh.org. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Little moments, big magic. Next up, we're going to get another Yusu N'Dour hit, Alburi.
Thank you.
padu undi koleda padu undi apolo padu undi yangoro yumulusa
Set by Shake Low. Before that, we heard Alburi by Yusuf Dur. Some other shows that you could listen to on WRCT, The Echo Chamber. Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by The Echo Chamber, Tuesdays at 6, to listen to good music together. Or The Body Shop. Heartbroken, stomach turning, brain melting? Come on down to The Body Shop, where Dr. Spleen and Nurse Nerves will prescribe you some tunes. Disclaimer, due to budget cuts, we can only focus on one organ per week. Appointments available Mondays at 1 p.m.
dem du von dem isa kuji kam kam wa mbahe bulongo
Jalak 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 jal Good life.
Just heard Good Life by the Soweto Gospel Choir, and then Sun Colored Eyes by Balthus, and now you're listening to Tarango by Uza. The U.S. Department of Treasury reminds you that saving bonds over 30 years old have stopped earning interest. Find out more at treasuryhunt.gov. That's treasuryhunt.gov. Enjoy the rest of Tarango by Uza. This will be my last song. I hope you enjoyed Goodie Bag this week. Tune in next week, Wednesdays 5 to 6.
University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
It's important for us to talk about this. We lose a lot of people who are committing these acts of violence, or sometimes just suspected of committing them. We lose them to the penal system. And so our sort of exposure to and participation in the gun violence that some participate in also causes loss. We're losing by literal loss of life. We're losing some to the system, and we're sort of contributing to, you know, the lack of strengthening of our own communities. And so the extent to which we can, you know, check ourselves in those respects, but also understand how, you know, the system's structures have sort of set us up in a way to be violent towards each other, and we need to sort of be rechanneling that energy and refocusing it and towards, you know, more positive outcomes for us all to better build ourselves as individuals, as families, and as a community.
Dr. Tamika Gillum, Associate Professor of Community Health in the College of Population Health at the University of New Mexico. Recently, Gillum co-authored a study that examined the multi-level society factors that contribute to disparities in gun violence among African-American communities. The study utilized socio-ecological models to understand how different aspects of society, individuals, relationships, community, and societal influence a person's experience, behavior, and health outcome. Their analysis identified several risk factors across all sectors of their research model. Among African Americans, the author found persistent barriers to support services such as appropriate medical care and reliable transportation, as well as intrusive policing and chronic exposure to violence in their communities. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Gun Violence Among African American Communities, with Dr. Tamika Gillum, In Black America.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of additional things, at least, that we can do. I mean, we know there's lots of problems with law enforcement, but ways that can be addressed too. But I mean, there's a point of investing more resources into these disenfranchised communities, things that can be done more on a policy level, and putting in funds to build up these communities, to create better school systems for students for our kids to go through, to create better sort of environmental spaces for us to just sort of feel good about where we live, to have additional resources and opportunities for our young people in the context of these spaces, to put in place even, things like more youth positive development type programs that push back against these narratives of us as violent.
Dr. Tamika Gillum has over two decades of experience in studying intimate partner violence, health disparities, and gun violence. In 2021, gun violence was a major public health issue of growing concern in this country. With 48,830 lives lost to gun-related violence, documenting the highest number of gun-related homicides and suicides ever recorded. The African-American community is disproportionately impacted by gun violence and are almost 14 times more likely to die by gun homicide than their white counterparts. These disparities prompted Gillum and her team to further assess underlying causes of this inequity, seeking to clarify the factors contributing to this public health crisis. These include factors such as institutional racism, inadequate community health support in disadvantaged neighborhoods, and structural economic disadvantages faced by African Americans. Recently, In Black America spoke with Dr. Tamika Gillum.
Well, I was born in Michigan, but family moved to Philadelphia after, plants closing and difficulty with the jobs or whatever. So I mostly grew up in Philadelphia.